Listening test 8.
You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer the questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in the question booklet. At the end of the test, you'll be given 10 minutes to transfer all your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a telephone conversation between Yuki, a Japanese student in Japan, and Mrs. Gray in London, England, who will provide homestay accommodation for Yuki. Look at questions 1 to 5 on the form now. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first and repeated.
Hello, the Gray residence.
Hello, you are Mrs. Gray?
Yes, who's calling?
I am Yuki Kitashima in Tokyo.
Oh, I'm so happy you called. The homestay officer at the college told me you would call in a day or two.
Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. First, you have another chance to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, the Gray residence.
Hello, you are Mrs. Gray?
Yes, who's calling?
I am Yuki Kitashima in Tokyo.
Oh, I'm so happy you called. The homestay officer at the college told me you would call in a day or two.
Yes, I am very happy to speak with you, Mrs. Gray. I hope I am not calling at an inconvenient time.
No, it's perfect. I've just got back from taking the dogs for a walk and put the kettle on for a cup of tea. What time is it where you are, Yuki?
It is 3 o'clock in the morning, Mrs. Gray.
Oh, dear. You waited up all this time to call me?
It is 7 p.m. in London, I think.
Exactly.
My English teacher told me this is a good time to call English people. They have just had their dinner and then watch television or go to the pub.
Ha ha. Well, Fred, that's my husband. He's working a bit late tonight. So we'll go out for dinner when he gets back, probably in an hour or so. Now you've called. We'll have to have Japanese food to celebrate.
Oh, you are too kind, Mrs. Gray. So I should go out for fish and chips, yes?
So lovely. Us eating sushi in London and you eating fish and chips in Tokyo. I don't know what Richard and Anne will have.
Richard and Anne?
Oh, how silly of me. Yes, they are our 2 children. Richard is 17 and Anne is 19, just about your age.
Yes, I am just 20, Mrs. Gray.
Look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen to more of the conversation between Mrs. Gray and Yuki. And answer questions 6 to 10.
I know they are both so looking forward to seeing you. They have lots of friends. John's in his last year at high school, and Anne has just started university near here.
What is Anne studying, Mrs. Gray?
Well, you wouldn't believe this. Japanese language and culture. In fact, that's one reason we thought it would be nice to have another homestay student from Japan. She can't wait to meet you, and nor can Richard. I'm sure you will all get on famously together. Your room is all ready.
Thank you, Mrs. Gray.
Oh, Yuki, have you booked your flight yet?
All booked.
Great. When can we expect you? Let me get a pen. We'll all meet you at the airport.
Thank you so much. I arrive at Heathrow Airport next Wednesday, the 15th, at 10:30 a.m.
Your flight, Yuki?
Japan Airlines, JA2674. I will go to the travel agent this morning to pick up my ticket. Then I will confirm details by email. Lots of luggage, Mrs. Gray.
No problem, Yuki. We'll write a big sign so you can recognize us. We are sure you will feel at home with us.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Gray.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have some time to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2. Section 2. You're going to hear the immigration officer at a British embassy explaining the visa application process to a group of people who wish to go to the United Kingdom. First, look at questions 11 to 16. As you listen to the first part of the talk, answer questions 11 to 16.
Good morning. I'm the head visa officer here. Welcome to our monthly talk on applying for British visa. We used to give everybody photocopies of the different forms you have to fill in, but found that that was rather expensive. So to save money and paper, we now use slides that you can see on the screen behind me. By the way, this and the other forms you will see are the same forms that you will see if you go online to ukvisas, that's one word, .gov.uk. They are very similar to the hard copy you will find in our offices.
The first question, do you need a visa to enter the UK?
If you are not a British citizen, or a citizen of one of the European Economic Area countries, you may need an entry clearance before you travel to the UK. Entry clearance means the application process for people who need a visa to travel to the United Kingdom, and for those who don't need a visa for a short stay. How short is depends on their nationality, but who intend a longer stay or to settle in the UK. People from certain countries, known as visa nationals, the first type I mentioned, need an entry clearance to enter the UK for any reason. Those from other countries